Welcome to this podcast for St. Peter's Church Greenhill, as we seek to become loving, witnessing, and growing people.
Well, we have some make-your-own Christingle packs available if there are any keen adults, young people, etc. If you've not got a build-your-own Christingle pack, please do go to the back now and collect it. We're going to be building those together, so do get your bags ready. I've got mine ready here. We're going to build them together. So let's see what we've got in here. Oh no. It's empty. I've just handed out all of them. Never mind. Okay. Well. No, it's fine. It's fine. I've got something up my sleeve. I haven't really. Nothing up my sleeve. It's okay because I believe it's a magical season. God is on the move. And so I'm going to try and remember what we've got in the pack. First thing I remember we've got in the pack is an orange. You want to get your orange out. The orange represents, I don't know if you know this, but they represent different things, the different elements. The orange represents the world. And if I remember correctly, God created the world. And fortunately for me, God created the world out of nothing, which is good because I've got nothing. So shall we see what we've got? Oh, yes. There you go. A little orange there. From nothing. God created the world out of nothing. He's good at that, is God. Often we kind of think, oh, there's nothing. There's going to be nothing. And God can create out of nothing. And the world is also like an orange. You may have heard me say this before, but it's like an orange because sometimes when you bite into an orange, really sweet and delicious and lovely and enjoyable. And that's sometimes like the world. Sometimes the world can be nice and you enjoy it and there are things that are good. But other times when you bite into an orange, it can be sour and bitter and makes you wince. The world can be a bit like that as well. And we never know. You never know when you bite into an orange whether it's going to be sweet and delicious or bitter and not very nice. It's the same with the world. Sometimes We think it's going to be one thing, and then we're disappointed. Or we expect the worst, and actually good things can happen. God created the world to be delicious and to be good, but unfortunately sometimes it's bitter. And let me tell you what makes it bitter, and we all know what makes it bitter. It's us, it's me, and it's you. When we make bad choices, maybe we hold things back. So that makes things bitter. And that's not what God intended. God didn't plan the world to be like that. He intended it to be sweet. So he made a plan. We heard about that before. So we've got the orange. What else do we have? We also have sweets. So we're going to get the sweets out. Yeah. Now, I've obviously not got any sweets in my bag. It was empty. The sweets represent the fruit of the earth, the gifts of creation. And you know what? Sometimes there's not enough to go around, or we feel like there's not enough to go around. And we feel like maybe other people have got all the stuff and we've got nothing. And we have nothing. Well, I've got no fruit of creation at the moment. But again, God wants to produce enough. And he produces the fruits of creation from the world. So, there we go. Got some fruits of creation here, some sweets. Put those down there. God produces enough for us all. The world produces enough for us all. I tell you when there's not enough is when people start to hold on to the gifts and the fruits of creation. When we get greedy, then others don't get God designed the world that we would live together and share out stuff. And when we don't share, when we're not kind and generous with the gifts and the fruits of the earth and creation, then the world becomes bitter. That's the real issue. And that's what God came to fix and to make well and make good, restore it. So, brings me on to my next thing. We have red tape. You should find a bit of doweling with red tape. Just get that out. The red tape represents the love of God. We're going to put that around the orange in a moment. It represents the love of God that came down at Christmas to show us how to live, how to be loving and generous with one another, and therefore to put the world right. And he came to show that love in the person of Jesus. He came from all the glory in heaven down to earth into a little manger to live our life. So I think if we hold the world like this, and I get my empty bag, sometimes we don't believe that God loves us and that God probably doesn't exist even. And we kind of think there's nothing there. There's nothing to hope for. There's nothing to look forward to. God's not there. But from nowhere, it seems, as if from absolutely nowhere, the love of God appears to us. Ah, very good. And it falls down upon us to embrace us, to wrap around the world, to bind it together and to fix all of that greed, all that darkness, all that bitterness, to make it sweet again. So, we have the world, we have the sweets, we have the red ribbon or tape to go round it. Light. We've got the candle. The candle represents the light of Christ, the light of Jesus. He didn't come just to give us the love of God, to heal us. We want to get the candle out. This shows us God's hope to continue on even when things get dark. I don't know about you, but sometimes I do get fearful and scared, particularly when it's dark or when the world gets dark. I get fearful and I think to myself, nope, God's light's run out. There's nothing there. No, God's disappeared. God's not around anymore. Sometimes I get disappointed with God. Don't know if any of you have experienced that, where you suddenly go, oh yeah, God was back then, but he's not now. From nowhere, that light can shine. And it can shine not just in the person of Jesus, but he passes that on to each and every one of us when we receive him into our hearts. So we've got our... got the nothingness, the blackness of the bag. But I think if I... There we go. Very good. We've got a light here. A bit big for my orange, I think. This light shines in the darkness, and the darkness will not overcome it. We're invited to be lights, just as Jesus was, to receive him into our hearts. That's what we pray for Christmas, that God would come back in even in the darkest of situations to come and light the way. I'm going to put this all back in the bag. And I've actually got... all of that was just a trick. It's all just a trick. It's not really magic. I've actually got a real bag. So, we've got all our stuff. We've also got... I went to Norton Free School during Advent, and I presented the Christingle service. And whenever I asked the kids, they all knew what all of those elements meant and all they represented. Well done. Yeah, you were there. You've seen that twice now. Do you know how I do it? Yeah. But every time I would go, right, what else makes up the Christingle? They were absolutely obsessed with cocktail sticks. Like I was thinking, what else makes up a Christingle? Cocktail sticks! And I was trying to think, what do the cocktail sticks represent? Answers on a postcard. But we also have a milk bottle top, so do get those out as well. So we're going to build our Christingles together. So I want you to get your orange. Okay? You're going to get your milk bottle top. You're going to place it on the top like that. You might need some help. You're going to place the milk bottle on the top like that. And you're going to stick, you've got on the bottom of your candle, be careful, cocktail sticks. You're going to jab them through the milk bottle tops into the orange. So that it stands like that. Okay, make sure it's nice and pushed in. Oh, mine's not going in.
Somebody's got a fire blanket ready.
Mine's not staying. Oh dear. Go try the other side. Mine's a really floppy Christingle, oh no. Anyway, I hope yours fits better. I'm gonna have to hold mine in place. Then you're definitely gonna need help with this. You're gonna get the two cocktail sticks that are fully in the bottom, they're in the bottom of the bag. Got two cocktail sticks. You're going to snap them in half. Okay. So you get your two cocktail sticks and you're going to snap them in half like this. Make sure they break apart. So you've then got four. And you're going to jab the cocktail sticks around the orange so they stick out. And then you're going to take the sweets and you're going to put one sweet on each of the end of the cocktail sticks. You're going to push those in, okay? Now, I appreciate that the sweets we have chosen this year are little jelly babies, and what you're doing is piercing the jelly babies right through their heart. Please ignore that. Don't think about that. Don't think about voodoo or anything like that. Okay. Final bit, you're going to get the dowel, the piece of wood with the red tape around it. And you're going to unwrap it. Peel it off very nice and slowly. Like this. And then you're going to wrap it around your Christingle and make sure it's nice and stuck. You may, when you get home, want to add some sellotape on if it doesn't hold. But it doesn't matter if it's a bit rough and ready. As you wrap it round, remember the love of God wrapping round it. You should have a Christingle like this. Okay. We're going to light them now. So, what we're going to do is I'm going to invite our helpers. Thank you. Come and light it off the Advent wreath. And we're going to light people at the end of the pews. So if you've got a Christingle, can you just make sure that you either put your hand up or lift your Christingle high so that we know where they are. Christingle is here to remind us about this Christmas season. It's also the best weapon in a food fight, by far. So tomorrow, if you have a food fight, I'm not encouraging food fights, of course, but if you do have one, keep your Christingle ready. Do make sure that if your Christingle's not... That's it, great. Just lift up your Christingle just to make sure that people know where they are. Great. Particularly if they're not lit. Great. Just one over here, Dan. Yep, brilliant. Okay. We're going to sing a series of songs now as we hold our Christingle. As we sing, I want you to, if you've got a Christingle in front of you, to look at the flame, to think about those things which might feel dark at the moment, maybe where you think, oh, there's probably no hope of God coming into this situation. Remember that from nothing God can always bring something, and ultimately at Christmas we celebrate that great something of Jesus, the everything of Jesus. So do be looking at the candles and the lights as a symbol of Jesus' unending hope in the world. So let's, if you're able, please stand as we sing together.